Come in, come in. We're ready for Anointed Temple of Praise Christian Church. Disciples of Christ, Monday Manna Bible Study, We are here on tonight, and we're glad to be here on tonight.
I trust each of you have had a blessed day today, and of course, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. Let us know the sound is coming in good and that you're getting a clear signal as we prepare for our time together tonight. We're in Joshua, the 24th chapter, and I think our announcement went out today, Lady Kim, indicating that we would be starting our new series that's going to start next week for us. But the Wednesday noon study, they've already started in Joshua. We were on with them last week, and they started their first book of Joshua, just giving a brief
Job.
I'm thinking, I got Joshua on
my
brain.
Got Joshua on your mind.
And trying to get through with this, but Job would be our next study. And then we'll go to Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the songs of Song of Solomon. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a powerful time. That's going to carry us probably to the end of the year. But we will be talking in our next study about wisdom and how important it is for us to understand what God says to us and what he's trying to get done through us and how we need to apply that wisdom and not just keep it to ourselves.
Amen.
I'm excited about it already. But this is the 24th chapter of Joshua. This is the last book of the Joshua study. Mm-hmm. And this is the last chapter. I said last book, but last chapter. Is that right?
Last chapter.
Chapter of Joshua, Joshua 24. And we're going to do that tonight. I think there are about 33 verses. But as we were reading it yesterday, we found out that Joshua is closing strong.
Yes, he is.
He's finishing strong. He has finishing power. After all he's been through, he's closing strong. Before we get too far into that, we're going to have prayer. And we're going to jump right into this study. You got that birthday look on you tonight.
Oh, do I?
Yes, ma'am.
It's coming up.
It's coming up. Wednesday, as a matter of fact. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. It is
and
Wednesday.
And you look like you were in that reverse. What was the name of that movie with Benjamin Button? What's his name? Button?
Yes.
Button?
I don't know. It's something like that. Button.
Benjamin. He started growing younger. Is that right?
That's what the movie was about.
Yeah, that's the way I'm going to start calling you
Ben.
Ben.
No, I don't think so. You're so silly.
Okay.
No, sir.
But we're certainly grateful to be on this time together tonight through Bible study, and we praise God for each of you, and we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to jump right in. We're going to start with a review of what happened in the service on yesterday. Powerful time in the Lord. Dr. Qualise Seymour really preached a powerful word. As we were coming home, we were traveling to Birmingham. We had it on in the car, and I tell you, I got so excited. I probably got up to about 90 miles an hour trying to listen. That's dangerous, listening to the word and that good singing. But let's have a prayer as we prepare for tonight. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We thank you for continuing to bless us and keep us. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do.
Yes, God.
And so now, God, even as we have gathered on this Monday night to study your word, we know that your word is indeed a lamp unto our feet mm-hmm. and a light unto our pathway. Mm-hmm. And so we thank you now for what you're about to do. We thank you that our faith is going to increase mm-hmm. as a result of us stopping to hear the word. For you said that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So now, God, we ask that the words of our mouths and the meditations of each and every one of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our redeemer. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen, and praise God.
Amen.
All right, Lady Kim, did you pull up the information from yesterday? It was Pentecost Sunday.
Pentecost Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
And Dr. Qualise preached from I Figured Out My Pentecost.
I figured
out my
Pentecost.
That was her title of her sermon. And she talked about Acts, the second chapter, and the first four verses, where it talks about when the day of Pentecost had fully come, then there came from heaven like a sound of a mighty rushing wind, and cloves looked like fire, tongues of fire set upon of them as they were there in the room. And then they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and mm-hmm. began speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Mm-hmm. And she had some significant points that she talked about. That first of all, we need to be in one place.
One place.
Yep, on one accord.
On one accord.
Yep, and then we need to read the room. Mm-hmm. And then we need to speak a different language.
That's good. That's
you know,
good.
And so I thought it was good, you know, that we need to be in one place, you know. And you know, when I thought about being in one place, not only one place physically, but one place mentally, you know.
Okay.
And I think that's what happened to the disciples. Their minds were, that's what it means when it talks about them being on one accord. Their minds were all focused on God, on Jesus, and what had just happened. Mm-hmm. And so because their minds were all focused, and because they were on one accord in one place, it allowed something powerful to happen.
That's good.
And you know, when we come to church, you know, our minds are scattered. We're thinking all kinds of stuff. Our, you know, thoughts are all over the place. But if we all came on one accord.
Right, right.
Amen. And just our minds all on Christ Jesus. You know, I believe something powerful would happen in that place.
That's good. That's good. And even as you were talking, it's important that we lay aside the weights and the sins mm-hmm. that does so easily beset us. And many times the weight of an issue, the weight of a matter, the weight of our circumstances or whatever it is we might be going through, a sickness or some issue in our family, sometimes hinders us from really allowing our minds to settle and for us to focus in on the reason why we have gathered. And God deserves our praise, our best praise. And so Pentecost is something that should happen not just one Sunday a year, but it should be something that happens throughout our Christian experience.
Mm-hmm.
And we should grow from that, and we should gain momentum, and we should feel better as a result. So when we do come together, when we do gather in the house, then we will have a powerful and rich experience, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And so the disciples were still fearful during this season. They were in the upper room. They were going through a tremendous amount of pressure, and they didn't really fully understand everything that Jesus had told them. But he said, I would not leave you comfortless, but I will send to you a comforter. And so here they are in the upper room, and they were on one accord. They were in one place. And then read the room. You got to make sure that you understand exactly what's taking place in the room, in the house, or wherever you might be, in order that you might yield yourself to the leading of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the enemy is not going to just sit back in splendor isolation because we have given our lives to the Lord and because we have accepted him as our personal Savior. He's not going to just say, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I better go down the street somewhere. I better try to, you know, get somebody else to work with me. But no, he gets extremely busy and he begins to operate. So you have to read the room. You have to make sure you understand the spirits. You got to try the spirit by the spirit. You got to be mindful of your own interpersonal behavior, because many times we can project in certain ways that you don't know what the person next to you might be going through, and just a frown can really turn them, it can have to have a sour experience rather than having a rich experience of a powerful move of God. So we got to read the room. I like that point that she brought out, and that was good.
And then the last point she talked about was speak a different language, because you know, once they were filled with the Holy Spirit, then they began to speak with other tongues, languages, you know, that they had not learned. And the people were saying, you know, you all must be drunk, Mm-hmm. You know, here it is, 12 o'clock noon. Why are you all drunk at midday? And they said, we're not drunk. We're just filled with the Spirit.
Right.
So when we're filled with the Spirit, you know, we can speak a different language. If you don't have a heavenly language or a heavenly tongue, you should have at least have a different way of talking, you
That's
know,
right.
because you're saved, you know, you're sanctified, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. So you have a different conversation or a different way to express things. So you have a different language.
That's right. And I like the way she really kind of allowed that to flow in terms of not so much speaking a different language in terms of like something that you have not learned, like French or Spanish or whatever, but that our tongue and our attitude and how we speak about what we're going through should change.
Mm-hmm.
And so things that really had you upset, now you should be rejoicing, and you should call those things that be not as though they already are. You should look at a situation not in the negative but in the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to reinforce that with the way you speak to your situation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to speak to your situation by faith and believe that even though you might be struggling, even though you might be going through a very difficult time, you say, but I'm going to get up tomorrow morning. I'm going to believe God for a new job. I'm going to believe God for a better situation. I'm going to believe God for a better job, a better spouse, a better wife, a better husband, or whatever it might be. You got to believe that. You got to speak it into the atmosphere. And I believe that when we begin to speak that thing into the atmosphere, that something changes in the
Amen.
Room.
Amen.
Do you believe that, Lady
Kim?
I believe it. And so that was a great, great time in the Lord. We hate that we were not there, but we were there in spirit and we were praying. And it was a mighty move of God. And Dr. Qualise did an excellent job. And we praise God that he has surrounded us with people who really take serious their assignment. And she took serious her assignment, a Pentecost Sunday, and she handled it with dignity and integrity. And God blessed in a powerful and a
Amen.
Mighty way.
Amen.
And so we just praise God for what he's doing at ATOP.
Amen. And we thank God for all of those who showed up in person.
That's right. That's right.
Yesterday, we saw many people in the crowd, some that we have not seen since the pandemic.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We thank God for the crowd on yesterday.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Well, we had an opportunity to do a little missionary work as we mm-hmm. were traveling. Went by to see our cousin in the hospital at Brookwood. Brookwood
Medical Center
in Birmingham. Then we had a chance to spend some time with our nephew, and we also had a chance to spend some time with my sister and her family and Ronnie. They might be on tonight, but we had prayer and we had church even as we were away. And so even though you might be out on a Sunday or you might be traveling, that doesn't mean that you can't be the church where you are. The church is many times, I think, Lady Kim, people get it confused and think it's about a brick and mortar or it's about a building, but we are the church.
Yeah.
And so we need to let our light shine wherever
yes.
we go. Even as we were stopping to get gas, I think right in Georgia,
yeah.
and we saw the deacon look like he was a deacon getting ready. He was looked like he was running late, but he needed to get some gas. And so I went ahead and blessed him and told him to put that in the offering. I don't know if he put it in the offering or not, what I gave him, but I hope he did. And hoped the church, but he said he was on his way, and I said, "Can you put this in the offering for
to
us?"
Beulah Land or something. He
I
said
believe.
He was going to Beulah Church or something
that
like that.
That was the lady that was at the.
At my cousin's house. Yeah.
Pastor Black. He's
yeah,
Pastor
Jerry Black.
Beulah
yeah.
Land, and she was a member there.
Yeah.
And she was talking about, but we had a great time as we went to visit your cousin and family in Atlanta. And then y'all may not know this, I'm gonna tell y'all this, and so I might get myself in trouble, but I play Big Whiz, and I'm telling you, you do not want to play against me in Big Whiz. I just leave it at that, because I got a whole host of people over in Georgia, Lord, who are extremely mad at me because I talk trash and I back it up.
You know he talks trash. And Lady okay, Kim, when he plays had, with.
Took us to Boston, and I didn't even have nothing to do nothing with it. She had everything in her hand. So if you be a whiz player now, you better come correct because I don't play that.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's not what we came on here for tonight. But we want to talk a little bit about this final chapter. And Joshua, I see some frowns and some little funny faces right there, some laughing faces. But I'm telling you what the Lord loves now. That's the truth. But Joshua chapter 24,
amen.
We're closing it out tonight. And so if I got some Be A Whiz players out there, just let me know.
No.
We'll set something up, I'm telling you. But here it is, Joshua, he's closing out his ministry.
Mm-hmm.
He's closing out his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's going back, rehearsing with the children of Israel all that God has done for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really given a powerful, what you might call a farewell address, mm-hmm. a farewell speech here, mm-hmm. As he prepares to come to the close of his life. And Joshua lived to be, I believe,
110
years old.
110 years old, I believe.
Yep.
Yes.
And God had really used him in a powerful and a mighty way. And so here he is now preparing to say his final farewells and exit off the scene. And he gives some strong conversation here in this 24th chapter to remind the children of Israel about God's goodness, about his grace, about how they were chosen people, how God had delivered them, and how God would judge them. And then he gave them instructions in terms of what it would be required of them in order to be good stewards, if you would, of the manifold blessings of God. And he gives them responsibility,
mm-hmm.
in terms of what they needed to do in order to continue to keep the fire burning. And then he shares with them how important it was for them to make a decision, because he knew that even as he was leaving, that the enemy would come in like a flood and try to convince them to go with the enemy instead of continuing to do what God had called them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we do this, Lady Kim? Let's just, any thoughts you want to share before?
No.
I was thinking we maybe just read this because, and we read it already, but yesterday when we were traveling, but just read maybe the first 15, 16 verses.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's something that jumps off the page that we need to back up and talk about, then we can share a little bit about what's happening in those particular verses. Joshua chapter 24.
All right. The first 16 verses, starting in verse 1. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summons the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Noah, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshiped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the Euphrates and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau, but to Jacob and his family went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians by what I did there and brought you out. When I brought your people out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. But they cried to the Lord for help, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the wilderness for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I brought you to the land of the Amorites, who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them from before you, and you took possession of their land. When Balaam, son of Zippor, the king of Moab, prepared to fight against Israel, he sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to put a curse on you. But I would not listen to Balaam. So he blessed you again and again, and I delivered you out of his hand. Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Gergesites, Hivites, and Jebusites. But I gave them into your hands. I sent the hornet ahead of you, which drove them out before you. Also, the two Amorite kings, you did not do it with your own sword and bow. So I gave you a land on which you did not toil,
wow,
and cities you did not build.
Mm-hmm.
And you live in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors, the gods your ancestors worshiped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods.
That's
16.
Okay, okay. Anything jump off the page as you were reading that, Lady Kim?
Well,
anything kind of stuck in your spirit?
Well, we know that, you know, Abraham's folks, they chose to serve idol gods. You
okay.
know, Abraham and his family were idolaters.
Uh-huh.
When God called Abraham to leave Ur of the Chaldeans and go to Canaan.
Okay.
But the God of glory appeared unto the unto our father Abraham and declared, you know, in his farewell speech, reminding the Jews that their national identity was an act of God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
That God had called them out. And he reminded them that the Jews weren't special,
right,
but they
right.
were chosen.
Chosen.
They
that's
were
right.
chosen
that's
people.
Right. That's right.
And so that's what stuck out for me, that God chose the Jews,
mm-hmm.
you know. And not only did God choose the Jews, God, through Jesus, turned around and chose
he
us.
He chose us. Isn't that powerful? And so you're absolutely right, Lady Kim, because this is a powerful closing, and it's a powerful farewell speech, if you will. But Joshua, one of the things that I think you shared in that first verse is how he gathered the elders and the leaders. Together.
Mm-hmm.
And many times people don't understand the significance and the importance of the leaders catching the vision first,
right,
and understanding how important it is for them to continue to carry on the mandate or carry the mantle. Joshua, he's old. He's getting ready to, they no doubt could tell he was on his last leg, a figure of speech, but he wanted to make sure that he rehearsed the history,
mm-hmm.
that he reminded
them
of just how good God had been.
Yes.
And so the leadership had a significant role to play,
mm-hmm.
in making sure that the people will continue to walk in obedience and be faithful to God.
Yes.
And so I really like that, how he did that. And so Joshua assembled them on the mount, what was it, Shechem?
Shechem.
Shechem. Mm-hmm. And he delivers his farewell speech. He talks about all of the promises and how they got to where they are. And then he talked about how God had brought them and how God had delivered.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a people, an African American people, we have forgotten how to share with our children and with those who are in our household or in our family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the importance of our heritage.
That's right.
You know, so we need to remember that.
And there's an old saying that those who cannot remember the past,
They're
doomed to repeat it.
Yes.
And so we have to make sure that we share the story. Part of our legacy lives in the fact that we share what God has done for us, mm-hmm. so that those who are coming behind us will get a good sense. We need to have, I call them sign markers or markers along the way, mm-hmm. for people to see, mm-hmm. just, and it's a reminder of just how good God has been, mm-hmm. And what he will do. Because mm-hmm. Even those who are coming behind us, they need to hear the story. Mm-hmm. They need not to forget it. And then they have a responsibility to share the story with those who are coming behind them.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because we talk about it often that really, our generation now, we're replacing those who had gone before us.
Yes.
And so I praise God for the history lessons, for being a part of understanding what it took to the struggle and to go through and to trust God even in difficult times, and then to rejoice when God opens up a window and pours out a blessing. And so even when times begin to look like they are going to be a difficult task or something that's going to be impossible to get out of, God always shows up.
He
shows out every time. And so I want to encourage somebody tonight. I don't know who I'm talking to. You might be at a place of giving up or perhaps even throwing in the towel. And maybe you're discouraged and you're frustrated because things are not working out according to your timetable. But I want to tell you to continue to trust the timing of God and hold on to God's unchanging hand. God can step in at the ninth hour.
Yes, he can.
And he can turn that situation around. But we have to remain faithful, be steadfast, unmovable,
always
abounding in the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So hang on in there.
Yes.
Because help is on the way.
Hallelujah.
I hope that helped and blessed somebody tonight. I don't know who that's for, but that just dropped in my spirit even as we were talking about that.
Yes.
So we're in Joshua 24, and we're getting ready to close this out tonight. But we praise God for this powerful study. I think those latter few verses, 14 and through 16, mm-hmm. where Joshua really put forth a mandate to the people, and he was very strong in his opinion about what he was going to do, because he had seen God move in the past. Mm-hmm. And so when we come to a point in a crossroads in our lives and we are trying to help other people get to a place of understanding just how good God is, we have to be very definitive in what we are all about and not be bashful or be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We got to tell people that God is the way. Jesus is the Christ. He's the Son of the living God. And that through him we will have eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
So Joshua said, and this is probably one of the favorites.
One of the familiar verses in Scripture.
That's right.
As for me and my house, mm-hmm. we will serve the Lord.
Right. And that was the study that we had gone through with the men. Mm-hmm. And we're finishing that up this Sunday. And we're starting a new study, Father's Day. Mm-hmm. But this is very much the part of the whole title of that study that we're closing out, As For Me and My House. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be clear in terms of how we stand in agreement in the house. And we have to make sure that we project that and make sure that people know that we're not going to be like that wave that goes, mm-hmm. what James says,
tossed to and fro, unstable,
mm-hmm. but we're going to be steady, mm-hmm. and we're going to trust God in the good days as well as in the bad. And even when it looks like God is not there, he's developing something in us so that we can get through what we're going
Amen.
Through.
Amen. That's the truth. I believe that.
All right.
Amen.
So, anything else you want to share about
No, I think we can move on to the next section, because it talks about, you know, Israel's present responsibilities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
right,
you know,
right.
It talked about the past,
mm-hmm.
What they had gone through in the past.
Okay.
And like you said, Joshua went all the way back mm-hmm. to Abraham, his forefathers, and came all the way forward to where they are right now. And now he's going to, you know, let them know they're going to have to choose. He tells them to choose who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve those gods, little g gods
mm-hmm.
of our ancestors? Or are you going to serve the God who has brought you through the Red Sea, over through Jericho, over, you know, through the wilderness.
That's right. And to the land
where you didn't do any work.
That's right. You just walked in
and took possession
of houses, land, vineyards,
mm-hmm. crop,
mm-hmm.
animals.
That's right.
You just walked in and took over. It, you know, and one great analogy would be, what if we left here
mm-hmm.
and we just picked up our stuff and took a cruise ship and landed in Hawaii.
Come on,
something.
Be strong. Be strong
and,
right there with me too.
And landed in Hawaii. And when we got to Hawaii, we already had a mansion.
Everything.
And our mansion had butlers and servants. And we already had money in the bank.
I feel
we
something.
We didn't have to do any work.
Holla.
All we had to do was go. And we didn't even have to move any furniture. All we had to do was go to our new home over there in Hawaii and chill. And enjoy the spoils. Refrigerator was already full. The pantry was already full of food. All we got to do is enjoy ourselves.
Wow.
So that's kind of how it was when they went into Canaan.
I thought you were going to tell us this was a dream you had. The Lord had revealed that to you.
But I
see what you're doing in terms of making that live for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because many times the things that we have acquired,
mm-hmm.
the things that we have been able to accomplish, it was because of the prayers of those who had gone before us.
Amen.
And they had laid the foundation. And so a lot of the things that we walked into, it was because God made a way and somebody prayed for us. Somebody paved the path for us to make it to where we are.
Yes.
And so Joshua, he wasn't making a suggestion here,
mm-hmm.
but he was dead serious about what he wanted them to do. He said, "Choose you this day
whom
you're going to serve. Don't. It's not a time for you to go back and ponder and all of that." He says, "No, choose you this day whom you're going to serve." But he says, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." And that verse after that, it said the people assured Joshua
mm-hmm.
that they wanted to worship and serve only the God of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave their reasons why they were willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
powerful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
So I think that's where we left off at, right
yes,
there, isn't it?
Yes. Verse 16 said, "Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Far be it from us. We've seen what God has done.
Mm-hmm.
We know who brought us. And we thank you, Joshua, for that history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are confident that we're going to serve God
mm-hmm.
because God has brought us this far by faith.
Yes.
That was that old song, wasn't it?
Yeah, we come this far
We've come this far by faith.
Leaning on the Lord. Yeah,
and
trusting in his holy word.
He's never failed me yet. All right now. And so that was a song that really helped us as we were coming through a lot of struggles. And I know the music and the whole beat has changed now. But you got to go back and grab those
old songs.
That,
they have
that
a lot of meaning.
Through. That's
meaning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We've come this far. I could see, where were we at when they used to come down the aisle? Was that in Flint?
We've been to quite a few churches where we march down the aisle. We've come this far by faith.
Go ahead, Reverend.
I can see that in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for progress.
I know, right? That took almost 15 minutes
out of the
service. Because everybody had to do their little step and their little move.
Their little turn at the end.
Don't let it be a turn. You're going to have to make that turn and show something when you make that turn. Does anybody know what I'm talking about tonight, or I'm just talking to myself? Come on, give me a thumbs up if you experienced that, or you know what the preacher is talking about tonight.
Oh, Lord, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And don't forget tonight, I want to interject this here. I know this is totally not, you know, but if you have any prayer requests, put them in the chat for the end of Bible study so we can lift those prayer requests or praise reports up on tonight.
Right. Because we're about, we have about another 25 minutes to go, and we have about 16 verses to read. And we're going to see that much of what we've already shared will come to pass in these verses, but it's going to talk a little bit about where they buried Joshua and how they went back and got the bones of who was that? Was it Jacob? Or let's see. Well, we'll let you go ahead and read it, but I think it was here it is.
I believe it was Jacob.
Joseph.
The bones of Joseph.
Bones of Joseph. Yeah. So we're gonna see all of that coming out here in these verses, and how they built another memorial, if you will, to signify what God had done at Shechem, and that was a powerful place because a lot happened at Shechem that many times people don't realize, but this was a significant benchmark, if you will, for the people to remember what God, it was a memorial for people to remember what God had done. So let's pick it up in Joshua 24, and Lady Kim finished reading through verse number 16.
And so you want me to read to the end?
Yes.
All right. Verse 17 of the 24th chapter of Joshua. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you." But the people said to Joshua, "No, we will serve the Lord." Then Joshua said, "You are witnesses against yourself that you have chosen to serve the Lord." "Yes, we are witnesses," they replied. "Now then," said Joshua, "throw away your foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel." And the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and obey him." On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people, and there at Shechem, he reaffirmed for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord. "See," he said to all the people, "this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all of the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God." Then Joshua dismissed the people, each to their own inheritance. After these things, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. And they buried him in the land of his inheritance at Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gash. Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel. And Joseph's bones, which the Israelites had brought up from Egypt, were buried at Shechem in the tract of land that Jacob bought for 100 pieces of silver for the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. This became the inheritance of Joseph's descendants. And Eleazar, son of Aaron, died and was buried at Gilboa, which had been allotted to the son of Phinehas in the hill country of Ephraim.
Okay. So a very powerful close to Joshua. And one of the things that really just resonated with me, Lady Kim, as you were reading, was that Joshua continues to expound upon them the importance of obeying God. Mm-hmm. And he gave them some definiteness in terms of what would happen if they did not obey God. Mm-hmm. And so he gave them clarity. He gave them a clear understanding of what it was that God required of them, and then he let them know that if they did not obey, then they would have to suffer the consequences. Mm-hmm. So it was not like they were going in without full knowledge of what was going to happen.
Right.
And so I like that part about what you were sharing, and then also it brings clarity to the fact that they reaffirmed their commitment to be obedient. But we know that at the end, the story really kind of changes because some of them went back and started worshiping idol gods. And this is part of what we see throughout the life of the children of Israel. They were flip-flopping back and forth, back and forth. God would forgive them. God would bless them. They would go back and they would sin and they would fall short. They would go back and do things that was not pleasing to God. And it was like going over and over and rehearsing that whole process throughout the journey. But they close out with a very powerful story about the importance and the significance of trusting God and being obedient. Obedience brings the reward.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, obedience brings the reward.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And so the book closes out with the burial.
Okay.
The burial of Joshua when he dies at the age of 110 and was buried in his own inheritance, the land in which he was given. You know, then Eleazar the priest also died and was buried in Ephraim. So, and then they brought Joseph's bones and buried them there at Shechem. So they were all buried on the in the land in which God had promised them. So Shechem was an important city for Ephraim and Manasseh, who were the two sons of Joseph. Thus, it was fitting that their great ancestor be buried there.
That's right.
And you can find reference to that in Genesis chapter 50 and verse 25, and Exodus verse, chapter 13 and 19, and Hebrews chapter 11 and 22. So Moses named Joshua as his successor, but it's significant that God didn't tell Joshua to appoint a successor.
That's right. That's right.
You know, the elders who had served with Joshua guided the nation after his death. But then the people went astray and began to worship idol gods and disobey the Lord, you know, when they got to the land of the Canaanites. So we want, you know, why didn't the next generation know the Lord and what he had done for them? You know, I just question that sometimes. You know, why didn't they continue? Because the people of Joshua's generation failed to keep their promise.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Teach their children and grandchildren to fear and serve the Lord. And that's our problem today. We talked about it at the beginning of Bible study, that I think our children have gone astray, African American children, because we have failed to teach them God's laws, his statutes, what God has meant to us. You know, we let them grow up and do what they want to do. You know, I don't know about you, when I grew up, everybody had to go to church on Sunday. And now, you know, growing up, the kids are allowed to stay at home in the bed, you know, while the parents go to church. There wasn't that kind of carrying on in our house. So when we don't reinforce what God's word says, then our children began to go astray. Why? Because they don't understand, they don't know the great heritage and the blessings of God that has been bestowed upon us.
Okay, that's good. Because God kept his promises.
Yes, he did. God kept his promise.
And because the people disobeyed, he chastened them, and as a result, other nations came into the land.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost a cycle where they are going through these ups and downs. They're continuing to, they'll do good for a minute, and then they'll fall off the wagon, if you will, and they'll go back into this rut. God will punish them, and then they will straighten up. But generations got lost in the process because they did not reinforce what Moses had shared with them and how important it was for them to have good success.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And so it is with us. We have to reinforce and we have to tell the story. We've got to share our testimonies, because if God has done something for you, if God has brought you, if God has healed your body, it's not for you to keep it to yourself. And so you need to share that, because you never know who you might be helping to move a little further along their journey and go through what they're going through, because you can't really tell by how people look or how they dress, the predicament that they might be in, because it's a lot of people are going through through here. And so we got to make sure that we reinforce what God has done for us, and not be not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well, we're about to close out, Lady Kim. That pretty much covers the 24th chapter. And as we indicated at the beginning of the study, we're going to move into the book of Job on next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited about this study and about wisdom. We're going to be talking about, this is going to be a wisdom Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go through Job and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon, and just kind of reinforce that whole wisdom piece and how important it is for us once God bless us in such a way and gives us things in our lives, what we need to do with that in order to continue to have, just like Joshua was saying, that good success.
Good success.
That's right.
Good success.
That's right.
Okay, do we have any, I haven't seen any comments tonight. Do we have any prayer requests on tonight? Any prayer requests? Any praise reports? Put them in the chat, please. We want to, of course, lift up Sister Alanda Williams and the loss of her brother-in-law, Brother Henry Williams, also, and Sister Lavonia Jones, that was her uncle, Hermes Lee. Lift that family up in our prayers, as well as Brother A.B. Anderson in the loss of his two aunts. They were funeralized on last week, so we want to lift him up in our prayers. And lift up our sick and shut-in also, those who are still recovering, those who are in the hospital. Sister Carolyn Smith asked prayers for her brother and sister-in-law. Her sister-in-law is ill, and, you know, her brother-in-law is just having a moment there. So we ask that we pray for her brother. I can't remember his name right now. But let's pray for Sister Carolyn Smith's brother, and also pray for his wife.
Okay, all right, sounds good. No requests coming through?
I haven't seen any.
Okay, well, what time is it? We've got a few more minutes. What's coming up on the docket, Lady Kim, that we need to be aware of as we prepare for this week ahead? We know that something special is going to happen Sunday as you celebrate this Wednesday.
Yes.
Your birthday.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Another year that the Lord will bless me to be on this earth, and I am thankful. Yes. And then Sunday at 3:00, we're going over to New Bethel mm-hmm. Baptist Church to celebrate with Pastor Marquise, his
right.
third anniversary.
Can you believe it's been
there
3 years?
There at the church.
So,
yes, we're going to celebrate in a grand way.
That's
Amen.
Right. So we're encouraging the membership to go with us. We're going to make arrangements for those who want to just get on the bus.
Okay.
And leave from the church.
Okay.
And because, you know, with these prices of gas, I tell you, a lot of people are trying to make sure that they, you know, count the cost and do what's necessary. And so you can just park at the church and we'll leave from the church in adequate time to get over there. Probably leave about 2 something, and we'll announce that Sunday exact time.
Okay.
In terms of what time we will leave. Same thing goes with the Redbirds game. I think somebody had mentioned that today.
Yes, Sister Daphne asked about will the bus be able to transport people.
Mm-hmm. And that's in July, right? That's the first of July. 4th.
Yeah, July 2nd. If you would like tickets to the Redbirds game, they're $22.50. That includes your ticket to the game, a hot dog, and a drink from the concession stand. So the tickets are $17, and the drink voucher is already added in, another $5.50 for the drink and the hot dog. And it costs more than that if you buy it individually. So we had it added all onto the ticket already. So $22.50, we hope we can go as a church and enjoy the game. And after the baseball game, they will have fireworks for the 4th of July. So we just thank God that we'll be able to spend time together as a church.
That's right. I don't know why I keep yawning, but that's about the fourth time doing this study. But we're going to close out tonight. And then don't forget Big Dre's barbecue cook-off. That's
absolutely
going to be on the
25th of June. Mm-hmm. If you have not gotten your tickets for Big Dre's barbecue, mm-hmm. we've been selling them since last month. So it's going to be big this year.
It's going to be huge.
Yes, it's
going to
be awesome this year. So come and pick up your barbecue plate, and it's going to be a big deal
this year. That's right. And then, of course, the movie night is going to be that Friday as well. Is that
right?
Yes,
we'll
24th?
Have movie night, a family movie that will be shown out on the South Lawn. So bring your lawn chairs. It's free. Come on out to watch the movie. Bring your kids, your grandkids, and you know, your neighbors and your friends. And if you don't have kids or grandkids or neighbors, bring yourself.
That's
amen.
Right.
Just
That's
for
right.
a time of fellowship. You know, we will sell hot dogs and popcorn and drinks and snow cones for $1 each.
Mm-hmm.
So come out and let's just have a good time together, because that's going to be the culmination of Vacation Bible School. Now,
that's
Vacation
right.
Bible School is June the 22nd through the 24th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. So I wanted that to be the last announcement so that could be fresh on your minds to invite people to Vacation Bible School. VBS. We didn't have it. Well, did we have it last year? We had it last year.
Mm-hmm.
We did have it last year. But we're going to have it again this year. So come on out to Vacation Bible School, June the 22nd through the 24th. Then that Friday night will be the movie night. And then that Saturday will be Big Dre's barbecue. And then that next Saturday will be the Redbirds game.
Right. Mm-hmm. We close out a Vacation Bible School on that Thursday, don't we?
Yes, and Thursday. And then the
right.
movie night is that Friday.
That's right. Then Saturday. So it's going to be a full week.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to call it Family Fun Month.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Yes.
And this is really time for us to just come together and do some things collectively and get to know each other and have a good fellowship time together. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about all that's going to happen this month and then going even into July.
Amen.
Okay. Well, Lady Kim, will you prepare to close us out then with a word of prayer? And this has been a great study for us in Joshua, and we look forward to going into the book of Job on next week, so you can go ahead and start reading ahead as we prepare to give a brief introduction to that on next week, and then jump into that first chapter of Job.
Amen. We have a prayer request from Sister Vicki Malone. She said, lift up her family as they mourn the loss of her aunt. We will most definitely lift you up, Sister Vicki. And Sister Georgia Rucker says that there will be activities for the kids at Big Dre's Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out to Big Dre's Barbecue. We're going to lift up all of our sick and shut in and our bereaved families as we close out tonight.
Okay.
Amen. Right. Let us go to God in prayer tonight. Precious Jesus, how we love you. God, we thank you for your awesome power. We thank you for your grace and mercy that has brought us not some of the way, but has brought us all the way. From generation to generation, God, you have brought us, and we are thankful. And God, we ask in the name of Jesus that as we remember how far you brought us, that we never forget to thank you and praise you for all that you've done. Oh God, we thank and praise you for allowing us to have good success, God. We thank and praise you for giving us strength. We thank and praise you for allowing us, oh God, to do what we do from day to day. Now, oh God, we ask that you would bless us and continue to keep us as we go forth from day to day. Let us be an example to others, oh God, and show your goodness and grace and mercy. We ask, oh God, for you to bless and comfort our bereaved families today. Comfort the family of Sister Vicki Malone as they put their loved one to rest. Comfort the family of Brother A.B. Anderson and the family of the Williams and Jones family as they lay their loved one to rest, to their final rest. And we thank you that you are a comforting God. We thank you, oh God, that you can give us peace in the midst of whatever we're going through. God, we lift up the sick to you, God. Whoever is on our sick and shut-in list, we ask that you would touch them in a mighty way, God. Watch over and keep us all, oh God, as we go from day to day. We love you, God. We bless you. We honor you. God, we lift up all of the upcoming activities of Anointed Temple of Praise, that, God, you would breathe upon them and that we might do things in decency and in order, and that we will have a great time in you, God. We speak an overflow. Into Vacation Bible School,
yes, God.
We speak overflow and blessings into Big Dre's Barbecue. We speak overflow and blessings, oh God, even as we fellowship at the movie night and at the Redbirds game. So we thank you, God, for allowing us to do all these things in your name. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and praise Amen. God. All right. Don't forget leadership meeting this Saturday.
Oh, leadership meeting Saturday at 10 o'clock.
That's right.
This Saturday at 10 o'clock. Leadership meeting.
Very important meeting.
Be there.
All right. Well, we hope y'all have a blessed rest of the evening. And we're certainly grateful for your participation, your prayers, and your support.
Amen.
So until next time.
Until next time.
Be blessed.
Bye-bye.